It's been 20 years since Scrappy No Theater got its start. Among Cincinnati's professional theaters, it's the place where you're most likely to see boundaries being pushed. Here to tell us more about No's 20th anniversary season is Artistic Director Andrew Hungerford. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks for having me.
There must be a few people out there who maybe don't quite know what No Theater is.
Sure.
I know that might be hard for you to imagine, but...
Oh, no. We understand that.
Okay. So talk a little bit about what is the mission? What is No Theater about?
No Theater is Cincinnati's theatrical playground. So what we do is create a space where artists and audiences can come together to create work that's cutting edge and accessible and the kind of work that wouldn't happen anywhere else in Cincinnati.
Let's talk a little bit about what goes into picking a season. How do you decide what shows you're going to be doing? I mean, do you just look for wild and wacky stuff or, you know, how does that happen?
Well, one of the things that we always encounter is there are so many great new plays being written today. And we kind of have an embarrassment of riches right now in the theater scene of these fantastic new plays that are happening. So the selection process is a little complicated to figure out which ones are right for a given season. Associate Artist Director Tammy Winters and I will spend a lot of time reading scripts, and then we'll collect them all into one central location where all the staff gets to read them, and everybody kind of weighs in on what we think is great for our audiences for this season, what shows have things that will particularly challenge us or actors in our community. And then from there, we curate it into a season that has at least a loose unifying theme. So our theme for season 20 is love in all its forms, romantic love, filial love, love for fellow humans, a passion for something you really believe in. So all of our shows this season are loosely organized around that.
And does that come about as you read scripts and think, oh, here's a connection. They all have this theme. Is that?
Yeah, that's one of the ways it really happens. We find scripts that we particularly want to do and are inspired by. And then oftentimes it's a little bit of a revelation as things fall into place. And we're like, oh, there's the connection.
Wow. But you end up deciding on, I think it's 6 productions for your season.
Yeah.
How many plays are you sharing internally to get to those 6?
We often end up with around 15. And so we've got folders in our Google Drive where we have the yeses and the nos and the maybes, and then one with a frowny face of the ones that we've decided not to do.
Are there plays that occasionally you think, well, we'd like them, but they don't quite fit with that theme or whatever, they don't fit with this season, and maybe you put them in the back room for another season?
Yeah, we've done that a few times where there's been a play that we've really wanted to do, but we know we can't do it right away, but we suspect there will be a time in the future. And then there are some plays that we love, which just aren't right for our space. And we think, boy, it would be great if one of the other theaters in town would grab one of these because I just want to see it.
And then you'd like wave it under their nose and
yeah,
say,
exactly.
Hey, how about this?
Yeah.
You also have a couple of playwrights, at least one of whom I know we're going to be seeing this season, who you've done some work with before and always excited to bring back. Although most of your playwrights tend to be at least young and also probably not very well known.
Mm-hmm.
They're often people on the rise.
Yeah. One of the things that's challenging in general about doing new theater is in terms of our national cultural consciousness, there's a lot of great work happening right now, but I don't think we have any playwrights right now with the same name recognition of, like, say, Edward Albee or Arthur Miller. And we have fantastic playwrights working. I think that's just a way that the cultural conversation has gone. Mm-hmm. So one of our challenges and joyful challenges is how do we make these playwrights better known and call attention to the great work that we're doing?
Let's talk about a couple of them. You've already started. You're in the midst of the first of these. It's a play called Marian, The True Story of Robin Hood, and by a playwright named Adam Simkowitz. It opened a week ago. It's running through August 19th. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Marian takes a story that we all think we know, the legend of Robin Hood, and inverts it in a way that I think is really delightful. In this play, Maid Marian is and always has been Robin Hood. Robin Hood doesn't exist as a separate person. And we have a band of merry men, many of whom are not actually men. And so it is a feminist take on a traditional legend that we all know that hollows it out and brings something, I think, new and contemporary and exciting to this traditional story.
So that one runs through more or less the middle of August. Next up, in September and into October, The Arsonists by Jacqueline Goldfinger.
Yeah. So The Arsonists is part of a program called the National New Play Network Rolling World Premiere Program. And we're an associate member of the National New Play Network. And one of their missions is to bring new plays to theaters around the country, and also guarantee that those new plays will get more than one staging at the beginning of their life, which is really important. So this is a really lovely and quiet story about a father and daughter who are arsonists in the Florida swamp. Their job is to burn houses down. And as we say, when arson's your job, things get lost in the fire.
Okay. Around the holidays, you're doing one based on a novel by someone who's probably better known, Neil Gaiman. It's based on his fantasy adventure novel called Neverwhere.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So this is a stage adaptation by Robert Kozlorik, who works at Lifeline Theater in Chicago. It's been infrequently staged, in part because getting the rights to a property like Neverwhere can be tricky when it's out in so many media. It is a dark fantasy story of what happens when you fall through the cracks of the world you think you know into the world that exists underneath. So it's set in the fantasy world of London Below, where a young man who's working in finance gets pulled into a world he didn't know existed and is trying to get his life back. And it's a really exciting adventure story.
Okay. In the new year, starting about mid-January, you're doing a show called Super True by Karen Hartman. This is a more humorous piece, I understand.
Yeah, it's going to be a world premiere comedy. And Karen, in her author's note at the beginning of the script, calls it a comedy in the traditional sense, where people go to the woods to be restored. So it's about a couple who's having problems with their house, primarily in the city. And so they've rented a cabin for the summer in the woods to escape to. Then mysterious things start happening.
March, we have Kill Move Paradise.
Yes, Kill Move Paradise by James Imes is one of those plays where I read the first 10 pages and thought, this is a play that we need to bring to Cincinnati. It's a really gut-wrenching and compelling look at the problem we're facing in this country of young Black men being killed. And it takes mythical ideas and intense theatricality to call attention to the people affected by this.
Very timely. It sounds like an important piece for us to see. And then the final regular production of the season is Lauren Gunderson's Ada and the Engine. And Lauren is the playwright I mentioned earlier, who you've staged previously. I think I've actually done more than one of her shows.
But yeah.
Most recently, Silent Sky, and also the Playhouse did a world premiere of her show called The Revolutionists, which lots of folks enjoyed about 2 years ago. So what's Ada and the Engine all about?
In some ways, we consider it a companion piece to our production of Silent Sky, but Ada and the Engine is about Ada Lovelace, who in the 19th century became the world's first computer programmer. Working with Charles Babbage, who didn't build a computer in the traditional way we think of it, he designed a mechanical computer. And Ada Lovelace, who was Lord Byron's daughter, was the one who really let her imagination take flight and explore all the possibilities of what a computer could be.
Sounds fascinating. April 13th to May 12th of 2018 is when that one is happening. Now, in the gaps between, and sometimes just in days between performances, you find ways to fill in lots of other things. And if we can take a quick scan across those, you've got Serials happening again.
That's right. Serials is our Monday night episodic theater party. This summer, we're doing a format we call Mini Serials, where it'll be 5 plays in 15-minute episodes that recur every week for 3 weeks. So as audiences come back each episode, it's like must-see TV. They'll get a full story over the course of 3 weeks. And then in the winter, we're doing our format that we call the Lightning Cube, where at the end of each night, the audience votes on which 3 plays get to continue for another episode and which 2 are canceled.
And then, am I correct, later this month, you're doing one called Binge Watch?
That's right. At the end of last year, we did an audience vote on their favorites from that round of Serials. And so we're taking those 2 shows and reassembling them into full-length one-acts and presenting them as complete plays.
The final big event of the season is always the Cincinnati Fringe Festival. We don't have much time to talk about that one tonight, but we will say that it's going to be May 29th to June 9th of 2018.
That's
and
right.
That is always a blast and very much in the vein of the shows that you put on, maybe even pushed a little farther.
That's right. I think our main stage and the Fringe Festival are experiences that are really in conversation with each other. So our goal is to create a community around all of these works that we do throughout the whole season. And it just sort of hits a fever pitch when we get to the Fringe.
So No Theater's current season has begun already with Marion, the True Story of Robin Hood at its Over the Rhine Theater on Jackson Street. For more information about the show and No's 20th season, follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with No's artistic director, Andrew Hungerford. Best wishes for your upcoming season.
Thanks so much, Rick.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.